It's the most wonderful time.
That's enough.
Of the
that
year.
Is enough. You've been saying 'tis the season for like a month now.
Well, but I forgot what happens before the season. This is a preseason.
The season before the season?
The season before the season. The Libation Trail Check-In Challenge. That is getting started tomorrow. 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. Visit Lake County's John McGuire in with us. And he brought some goodies. That's why it is the
holiday cheer.
Wonderful time of the year. It really, truly is. Now, the Lake County Libation Trail, you guys have been doing this for a couple years now.
This is our extra fourth year now.
Fourth year. Okay. It involves almost 30 breweries, wineries, and distilleries, highlighting hometown products for holiday events, gift giving, and, well, just every day. Why do you need a reason to check in or go to a brewery or distillery? Am I right?
That's our opinion. And probably our 30 partners feel the same way.
Yeah.
And I'd be happy to see you.
I'd say the majority of people feel this way, but this is getting started tomorrow, November 12th, and it's running for
10 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So tell us a little bit about what the challenge is that people have to do.
Well, we've been doing this for a couple of years, and people have loaded this mobile app on their phones.
Okay.
Where they can go out to the 30 destinations. When they're on site, you have to be there. When you're physically geo-targeted inside the building,
mm-hmm.
you click check, and it earns you a point. And if you check in at three different spots during this 10-day period, you're entered to win prizes.
Cool.
It's simple. So you want to go there anyway. You might as well win something and in the process.
Right. And you have 30 locations from all over Lake County to choose from. I think I could easily do this in 10 days. I mean, simple enough. I could walk to Zoom Beer.
Not trying to brag, but I could probably do all these.
In one day.
Like that tape.
Yeah.
And then Harbor Brewing Company opening a new location in Lake Villa.
They're one of ours. They're sharing the space with Ninth Hour Brewing.
Okay.
And they're hoping to be open by the end of this year.
Okay.
It's not
until the end of this year. So they're not technically in the 30 breweries.
Right,
okay.
Right.
All right. Good to know.
We do our Libation Trail month in February, and we'll be back to talk to you about that. They should be open by then. So
cool.
It's all good.
So what are the prizes that people are going to be entered to win?
We've got a really cool prize, and we've been talking about this for a couple of years, about doing actual tours to these breweries and organize them. So this is kind of a first step where the winner will get a 10-person VIP bus tour.
Okay.
That is, we're co-sponsoring this with O'Toole's Restaurants.
Yeah.
We all know O'Toole's. We love them. They got three locations in Lake County. So the winner will get the choice to start out at one of the three O'Toole's destinations with some food.
Okay.
And then the bus will drive them out to three Libation Trail partners of their choice.
Nice.
Transportation provided, and a drink at each stop, and then ending up back at O'Toole's.
So the winner and nine guests. Is there room for two more?
Can work things out, maybe.
No, do I have to be included in their nine?
I can go to the Gurney O'Toole's. Yeah. I can't go, what was that other one?
Lake Villa.
Lake Villa, I can't go to that one because I don't trust the bartender there.
Stop.
Leah and I went there one time. Mm-hmm. She sat down next to me.
You need to really let this go.
The total bill, thinking that her and I were together. I've never been so offended a day.
She thought you were my dad. I mean, can you blame her? That's really cool. That's a really cool prize. Nice. But there's other prizes to go along with that, too.
And then we've also got tickets to the Lake County Craft Beer Festival that'll be at the fairgrounds in February. So,
they are doing it this year.
Yep,
that is
just announced
so
again.
So exciting.
Yep, it's back on the
so exciting.
Back on the charts.
It was like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Was that the last one there was?
Yeah, because they didn't do it this year.
Yeah.
Right. So
you didn't go.
No, I know, but I remember you and Frank talking about a beer that was there. It was like a fruity pebble beer or something.
Yes.
And I was like,
it was really good.
Hmm?
It was really good.
Yeah.
One of the beers that you actually brought in this morning does sound fruity indeed. It says it's brewed with an S ton of fruity cereal, and we're going to try that along with it's not libation themed, but John always brings in goodies, not just for us, but for our listeners as well. And we do have tickets for an event that is going on right here, right now, this weekend. Circa Alcatraz. Going to give away those tickets and talk to John more and drink some beers. It's coming up next on XLC.